Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Mattingly swings and he hits a drive to deep right center. It is high, it is far, it is gone. Back to back, Nina belly to belly.
Sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, BT and Sal back here on The Fan. It's 11:22. Get ready for those Knicks tonight. And we'll get back to these calls here, obviously, 877-337-6666. So if you're there, sit tight. We'll get to you. But right now we get to a Long Island kid who made real good, played at UNC, three-time NBA champion, and he is Odyssey insider Danny Green. Insider calls brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure. Hey, Danny, it's BT and Sal. Welcome to our show. Welcome to The Fan. What's happening, buddy?
What's up? Thanks for having me, man. Appreciate you guys having me on.
Yeah, man, all good. Perfect guy to talk to you today. The first thing that I want to throw by you, like I was saying to Sal earlier, if I'm the Knicks, just looking, and I know he's amazing, and I know it's a risk, but looking at how physically compromised Embiid looks to, you know, at this point, I'm going to tempt him to beat me. I'm not even going to run a ton of doubles at him. I'm going to try to neutralize Maxey and see if Embiid physically can do it. I'm not sure that he can. Do you think that that's a sound defensive strategy if the Knicks were to do that tonight?
That's actually not a bad idea. I mean, it's pretty smart. You might be... Probably on the coaching staff. I think that's a pretty good approach. I don't think one of them can beat you. I mean, even if you just let Maxey go off and I don't think one of them could beat you alone. But yes, I think he's probably the more fatigued one. Tyrese got a lot of energy. He's not going to be tired like that. Joel looks fatigued. So if I was the Knicks team, you know, the smart thing would be to, I'm going to say double him, but like make him work and attack him on the other end of the floor. His health, his knee, everybody's kind of not sure where he's at. So, yeah. You know, the best way to test it out and see if he can last four quarters. So they're going to need other guys to step up if you, you know, kind of neutralize both those two. But like I said, I think you guys are in a pretty good position with the depth that you guys have.
Well, I mean, depth if you use it. I mean, can Tom Thibodeau, I don't know if you're going to see Thibs. I don't know if you're going to the game. I don't know if you have his number. Text Thibs and tell him to play Precious Achiuwa. You can't win the series with seven guys here, Danny.
Yeah, I mean, you won't win the playoffs with seven guys. You have to, when you go especially further, you're going to need those other guys. You know, you have a lot of, I know Bojan went out and he's hurt, but I know Alec Burks is there. Like, you have some guys on that bench that can play. Shake Milton is over there. You got some hoopers, so I think you need to use them. And also, you don't want to tire out your starters. You know, Josh Hart and Jalen, I know they're very good, so DiVincenzo, but at some point, you know, those minutes are going to add up and make them, you know, tired. Maybe not this series, but for sure the next in the Eastern Conference Finals, they'd be worn out if you guys even get a chance to try to make it to that point.
Danny, you think the Knicks have enough to win if Jalen Brunson doesn't have a big game like he did in Game 4?
Yes, he's done it before. I mean, he struggled the first two games you guys won, right?
Well, I mean, yeah, but, right, do you think it's sustainable is the question. I don't myself.
I think so. You guys have enough firepower with OG, DiVincenzo. I mean, if you call a big game a 30-40, if he stays with his 20-25, I think you need big games from OG, Josh, Mitchell Robinson. You just got a rebound. Y'all got a rebound in the last game. So that was the big difference. Usually you guys are beating them up on the boards and gives you extra possessions. And that's kind of like a defense, you know, getting offensive rebounds because they don't get as many possessions. So if you guys play defense well enough, I think you can win the game without him having a big night.
You know, it's a superstar-driven league, Danny, as you know. You played with Embiid and Maxey. Do you think if those guys are at their best, there's like we talk about it from the Knicks' perspective, okay, could they win if Brunson doesn't take over the game? You say yes. Well, what about if Embiid and Maxey are at their best? Is there anything the Knicks can do to beat the Sixers if you get top performances from those guys?
No. You have to outscore them. Those guys, when those guys are at their best, there's no – I mean, there's only Jamal and Jokic, you know, Murray and Jokic. There's not many better duos out there. So – your best bet is to limit their others and try to outscore them. So Jalen's going to have that big game. DiVincenzo, OG, Josh Hart, Mitchell Robinson, Hartenstein, like all those guys are going to have to play well, and you're going to have to try to outscore them. You know Tibbs likes to play in the 90s or 80s if he could, you know, so slower pace and muck it up. But if they get going and they're playing well, it's going to be hard to beat that team.
We're talking to Danny Green, Odyssey NBA Insider. Insider calls brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Equipped for adventure with capable features like available H-Track all-wheel drive and standard third-row seating. I mean, listen, we've even done this, and this happened a lot. I've been in the building when it's happened, so I can't give us a pass completely. Like LeBron puts on a show, Kobe puts on a show back in the day, MJ back in the day. Garden fans, even as devout Knicks fans, you get wrapped up in the moment like it's a Broadway show. But for the Knicks fans to take over a venue that prides themselves on being such an amazing sports town is absolutely pathetic and pitiful. You played there. How surprised are you?
I'm a little surprised.
A little?
I wouldn't say pathetic and pitiful. I just think the Knicks fans are a little more prepared. They probably got the tickets
early.
No,
it's pitiful. It's pathetic, Danny. Come on.
I saw that Ruben bought some tickets to give some fans. And, I mean, maybe the fans are not happy with inconsistency. You know, they had some injuries this year up and down. But Knicks fans said they're very passionate, and I think they're proving some guys wrong and saying how much they care about the game because they're traveling, I mean, even celebrities. So, but, yeah, I think I would expect Philly to show up. Joel expressed his disappointment in them, and yep. I think they're going to show up in full force. So,
well, they have to because they bought 6,000 tickets. They're basically dumping them to people on the street. So if they don't show up there, they don't even like freebies.
Yeah, we forget that New York fans, people that live in New York, have a little bit more money. It's more expensive to live in New York than it is Philly. And they're able to probably buy up more tickets, the better tickets, than the Philly fans are. So I give them benefit of the doubt.
Okay.
Philly fans, man, they're about their teams. They don't play. So we'll see how they are. Yeah. You know, I mean, Joel's disappointed. I was a little shocked, but I think that'll change quickly.
Danny, you play with him. Has Embiid always been this dirty?
Oh, my God. What?
I mean, come on, you've seen it. I mean, he's kneeing guys in the groin, pulling Mitchell Robinson down for, you know, trying to grab his legs, take him out from under him, elbowing Brunson. Yeah. Has he always been a dirty player, Joel Embiid?
I think that you can make a dirty play without being a dirty player. The one play on Mitchell Robinson was not a clean play, no. The kick in the groin, I think this is, you know, those were not, you know, intentional plays. Those are plays he's trying to draw fouls, you know, he flails and flops sometimes. But that doesn't mean that he's purposely trying to kick people in the groin or step on ankles. And so now he took the guy and tried to take him out the air. That was does not a clean play. So that's a tough one. But there's a lot of guys that you can look at and be like, they have made some dirty plays, but not dirty players. You can say, oh, Giannis could be a dirty player. I don't think Giannis is a dirty player, but you go back to history, he's probably made a dirty player too. I don't think Joel's a dirty player. But yes, the antics and the stuff and the flopping, I'm just not a big fan of flopping on both sides. But the antics do make it look way worse than what it really is.
Yeah, he seems overly wrapped up. Don't forget about the elbow to Jalen Brunson's, you know, neck/throat. I mean, that's on the list as well.
That to me is basketball play, man. People
really
coming through the lane all the time. You know, back in the day it was a normal thing.
No, I get. I'm older than you, so back in the day,
Jalen,
I get it.
Jalen's my guy. I love him, but you know, he's selling it. You know, he's trying to sell it too. He's trying to.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
That's a normal play. It's a normal bump. That's how we played, especially early in my years. And it's got a little change since the later years.
Yeah.
But that's another come guy come to the lane, tag him. And they call it a tag. Either tag him, touch him, see you in 3 seconds, or bump him, let him know you're not just going to come to the lane where nobody touches you. So
yeah,
that's just a normal thing.
Do you? This is something for down the road, and I don't know how much you've actually gotten into conversations, because he hasn't played in a while, like Randall and how he fits here with this group. See, I'm of the belief, and I know he's a terrific player, and he's a bull, and his body's tight, and his spirit's great, and we all love him, right? But it's my contention, Danny, that like the one or two things that he doesn't do well, like quicker decisions and kind of, you know, getting a little skittish when you run that second defender at him, a little turnover prone. Like, to me, the one thing that he doesn't do well kind of takes away from Jalen Brunson's ability to really free-flowingly manipulate the game and dominate the game. Do you think, big picture, that Brunson and Randall, that they're a championship duo?
I mean, so to me, it's not a duo type of thing. It's a collective, and I think you guys have the group to do it. I think he definitely can be an addition, and you could teach him. He could learn to make quick decisions, you know. Tibbs can have him, but so Tibbs likes to play slow. But Tibbs can have him in a .5 mindset. It's like, all right, catch the ball, just go quick, make a pass, or shoot it. You know what I'm saying? Like, and play faster. But you guys don't normally naturally play faster. But I think with the collective, with that duo, can be a championship team. It's not like these two guys are just the main two guys. You know what I'm saying? You guys have great guys, great pieces that you got to cheat deals. You know, you got Josh Hart, Deuce McBride, Steven Chenzo, OG Anunoby, Zach Payson, Hartenstein, and Mitch Robinson.
Yep.
Like, the combination of all those guys with that duo, I think, can fit pretty well.
Danny, you still a Long Island guy?
Am I still a Long Island
guy? Yeah, you on the island or no?
I mean, I don't live there. My family still lives there.
All right, give me your favorite restaurant on Long Island.
My favorite, I mean, I like to go to diners, man. I go to diners and eat breakfast most of the time.
Nice.
And when I come back to New York, I said I got to get some of the Jamaican food, some of the Italian food, some of the Chinese food that is different in other places of the world. So when I come back, those are the foods that I kind of seek out.
All right, fair enough. Did you grow up a Knicks fan? I know you were, 10 years old when the, okay. They weren't very good, right,
up,
by the time you were.
I grew up in an era where it was tough to watch most New York sports except for the Yankees. You know, the Bulls kind of ran the 90s. I was an MJ fan, and the Bulls kind of ran the 90s. So I grew up watching most of that happen.
All right.
Well, so if you're an MJ fan, not a Knicks fan, is what I'm hearing. Kinda.
Well, I mean, BT, you wore the Jordan as well.
That's correct. I wasn't a big Knicks fan. I was a fan of certain players, but I was not. I was not a Knicks fan. I was a Yankee fan.
Okay.
I didn't grow up many of the football. Like, I didn't grow up. The New York sports teams weren't that great during that time.
Gotcha.
So it was hard for me to be a fan of those teams.
Some things never change.
Yeah. Well, listen, man. I said as I introduced you.
Changing now.
Yeah, it is.
There you go, Danny.
It's about time. Yeah.
Except those Mets are still a little lackluster with the stick. But anyway. Long Island kid who's done great for himself, 3 championships, played for the Tar Heels, and he is our Odyssey NBA insider. Appreciate you jumping on, Danny. Enjoy tonight.
Thank you,
enjoy
guys.
The rest of the series and everything else, man.
You too. Good luck tonight, man. It's going to be a fun one.
Hope, Danny. We hope, brother. Thank you very, very much.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai.
There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.